Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. This comes from an email that I received from a reader slash listener. I am 24 years old, and I want to become an actor, but I'm intimidated by great actors in their 30s who are at the top of their careers. Reese Witherspoon, Angelina Jolie. They have had many years of training and experience that has allowed them to have a strong resume and expertise in the craft. I'm afraid that I don't have enough time to become a good actor. I've had things happen to me in my life that have given me a wide range of emotion. I'm aware of my ability to tap into this emotion, and with some classes and direction, I feel I have the potential to be a good actor. Unfortunately, I have started late, and I also feel that it'll end up hurting me in the end. It's a hard business to get into, and I'm afraid that I will not be able to sell myself with some acting classes and life experience. Do you have any advice? Okay, so this has actually been a topic of discussion for years, and I'll never forget when the Showfax Actors Access message boards included a very in-depth conversation that was going on at the time with Emmy Award winner Catherine Justin. And she first stepped on stage in community theater at the age of 42, and that's long known a fact about her. And of course, she went on to have a huge, huge, huge career. One of the most beautiful things about choosing a career in the performing arts is that there's plenty of room for being new at any age. You know, sure, many successful working actors started out young. Some are even born into the business. But there are actors who show up late to the party, let's say, and happen to do quite well. Do they become multi-million dollar earners or Academy Award winners? Not usually, but if your real goal is to be a working actor, that life experience and the willingness to get the training you could need, you know, could be enough to get you on the road to the goal. My husband, of course, is an actor. He had done one play in college and nothing else. At the age of 35, he decided to try out for a play at a community theater in Michigan. He was cast, had a wonderful time doing the play, and then moved to Hollywood to give it a go for real. Also note, if you're curious, his whole story is in Judy Kerr's excellent book, Acting is Everything. So check that out if you'd like to read all the details of his late start in a minor market. I remember telling him, as he made the decision to move here to Los Angeles, look, nobody in LA cares what kind of training or experience you have from some other place, so you're going to start over when you get here anyway. Why not just come on out and start your training here? So he landed in Los Angeles with basically no experience and absolutely no training, but what he had was a total willingness to learn and the ability to avoid the actor mind taffy traps that often impede actors' success. He immediately began taking classes, got some good starter headshots, and went out on as many student films, non-union TV, stage, and spec projects as possible. He was never attached to the outcome of any audition because, as he said, I'm already doing something I never thought I'd be able to do. If someone were to pay me money to act, I'd freak. He saw and still sees auditions as exciting opportunities to meet new people, show off some choices about the material, and nothing more. So here's a guy who didn't even have his first headshots until after his 36th birthday. Well, I remember looking back when he turned 40 and he had had his first network co-star on CSI Miami, a role that would go on to become recurring. He'd been in SAG by the time he was 40 for 3 years. By the time he was 40, he had done 30 films. And still to this day, much later, he remains in a wonderful scene study class, has two agents, a manager, and for all intents and purposes, he's a working actor who started late. He never tried to be anything other than what he was, someone with life experience and the I'm here to have fun mentality, grateful for the opportunity to audition with the big guys. The fact that he was invited to read for roles alongside actors with MFAs from league schools was awe-inspiring for him. That's the beautiful thing about this business. Anyone can have a shot at it. Decide now whether you'd be okay with only ever doing local theater, unpaid student films, and spec work. If it's the acting you love, then it shouldn't matter whether you ever reach the level of the actors you mentioned in your email to me. Oh, and by the way, at 24, you're not starting late. Sure, there will always be someone who started younger, who had more training, or who somehow has an in that you could never have. But there will also always be someone who decides to give it a go after the kids have gone off to college. Just remember that the best way to make it no matter when or where you start out, is to know it's a blast to even be pursuing it. Have fun while doing it, and avoid bitter actor syndrome at all costs. What are the odds that you'll ever find success in showbiz? Quite frankly, the odds stink. But they stink for everyone, no matter how early they started pursuing acting. Remember, if you play the odds, there's no reason to ever attempt a career in show business. If you live your dreams, there's no excuse not to. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.